Welcome. You're listening to Your Health Matters with myself, Paula Sprouse, and Cora French Robinson, who is the community educator of OSU Extension here in our county. We are talking about grilling foods. In the first half of the show, we talked about safety methods, do's and don'ts, and just some different ways that you can go about grilling your food. Let's go on into grilling more. How about grilling frozen foods?
Well, you can, but it's not recommended. Because first off, if you put the really thin hamburgers on there, they'll probably be okay. But again, use that meat thermometer, stack them up, put the meat thermometer in the middle to get your temperature at least 160 degrees on hamburgers. So that's what we're saying for hamburgers, 160 degrees. What happens is they just don't cook as well in the middle. Obviously, you never put chicken or poultry, turkey, or pork on the grill frozen. It needs to be thawed in the refrigerator. Take the little extra time to do it. Or you can use a microwave to thaw if you're going to grill immediately. So you thaw it in the microwave on the correct setting for the amount of time that your microwave suggests, then immediately put it on the grill and continue the cooking process. Because as we know, in a microwave, that cooking process is already started,
defrosting.
You're right. It's not even. And even in the defrosting aspect, it's still starting to cook on the outer edges.
Well, I would think if you put a frozen piece of hamburger or a piece of meat or whatever onto the grill, just the frozen part would go into the flames and kind of put your fire out, wouldn't it?
I don't know if it would do that, but it definitely, you're going to have that water coming off of that hamburger. And yes, that would be dripping down, causing smoke, maybe causing some flare-ups. We know those little fires. And I think it's just, actually, it takes less time to cook a thawed hamburger. A frozen one takes longer on the grill.
Yeah, so you might as well take that extra time and defrost it properly.
Yeah. Defrost in the refrigerator or pop them in the microwave real quick.
How about pre-cooking your food before you put it on the grill?
Well, I just spoke a little bit about that
with the microwave.
Absolutely. You could do some of the thawing of it on that temperature setting because it will start to cook. Chicken especially, especially the days that we've had as hot as it is, and if you're going for a picnic, you can pre-cook that chicken and then take it out, baste it with your favorite sauces, put it on the grill to caramelize it and heat it through. And it does very, very nicely. That's a nice thing to do with that too. Hamburgers, yes, you can pre-cook them if you want to and then just put them on the grill and maybe put a little sauce or something on them. Hamburgers tend to dry out a little more. Chicken with the skin will definitely hold its flavor. Chicken that has no skin on it at all will be a little bit drier. Mm-hmm. But still, if you baste it with a nice sauce, that'll help too to caramelize it and coat it. So very definitely, you can pre-cook your foods to put on. Shrimp, I would definitely suggest pre-cooking shrimp. If you're going to do kebabs, I would. You could even parboil maybe some of your onions and even the peppers with that. Unless you like them a little extra crisp, cooked shrimp on, and then just put it on your veggies on it, and just put some marinade on it or a nice sauce, and put them on the grill. Doesn't take long to cook.
The other thing that I always pre-cook is spare ribs too, just because you put that barbecue sauce on, and then it just burns, and then the meat's not done completely through. The other thing I like to do too is corn on the cob. I like to boil it a little bit and then put it on the grill so it gets those grill marks and gets a little bit of flavor, but it's not burnt because it takes so long to get through the cob.
Well, and that's why even soaking your corn too first, you know, make sure that you just soak the corn, pull off some of the outer edges of the husks, but leave the inner ones with the silk. You can try to take that silk off, but then just soak that really good. And if you got, especially if you're sitting out in the hot sun and it's soaking, that'll warm up a little bit, which warms your corn up. And that's another way too, and it helps keep the moisture. But I agree with you. You can just, you know, cook it a little bit first.
Sometimes just putting those grill marks on.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all about power of suggestion, right?
Well, it looks so good.
You know, it looks great.
And that's where we're in today, is having those nice looking grill marks on it. Really does a nice job. I wanted to share with you too, with hot dogs, you know, there is an issue with Listeria, which is a type of bacteria, and hot dogs should be cooked thoroughly and at least at 165 degrees degrees temperature. One of the things I do at home is I take my hot dogs, put them in a pan of water, put them on the stove, bring it to a boil, put a lid on it, set it to the side, start getting everything else ready, get my grill ready, and then I take the hot dogs out of that water and then put them on the grill. One of the things I've noticed is that they get the nice grill marks on it, the nice flavor that I want, but I know it's piping hot, it's reached the correct temperature, and some of the fat has come out of it too, so I don't have as much dripping down. But especially with young people and the issue with Listeria, definitely make sure those hot dogs are cooked. If you're going to use your quick read thermometer to check them, put them at the end and run it through. Need to have at least 4 inches into the meat to be able to get a good read on that.
Okay, I didn't know about that. That's pretty interesting.
One thing that they're saying nowadays is, you know, a lot of times parents would just pull a hot dog out of the refrigerator and give it to a child to eat.
I know.
Well, because if they're teething, that's wonderful for them because that cold hot dog on the gums. But what they were finding, some children were getting sick and Listeria was one of the issues. So that is not a recommendation. Just thought I'd throw that in.
Mm-hmm. I know Memorial Day when I had my family over for a potluck, we did kebabs and we did seafood kebabs. Mm-hmm. And when you were talking about pre-cooking the shrimp, you know, I had scallop shrimp. What else did I have? But they didn't cook evenly because I had them scattered. I think the next time I do that, I'll make a skewer with all shrimp, then one with all scallops. And so I can control that cooking. That's just a suggestion, something I learned from the Memorial Day experience with kebabs.
Well, it is, and you're rightly so. When you're doing kebabs, you have to have food the same size and either all cooked or not cooked. And I think especially with fish, you're putting the scallops on there. You could pre-cook those scallops, poach them in a little bit of water along with the shrimp, and then put them on so they're cooked through. And same with the vegetables, too.
Okay.
That's a nice thing to do.
Well, I had seen on Food Network where they put pieces of mozzarella on the skewer, and I tried that with we also had beef and pork along with the seafood, but for some reason mine all melted off, and that didn't happen on the show, so I'm not sure what happened, what maybe I didn't do right on that.
Were they like little square chunks is what they were using? Did it look like that?
Or disc, you know, round disc. They had, I think they had a log, and you know, they sliced it and then put one on.
I'll bet what they did was freeze them.
Oh, okay.
I would imagine that's probably what they did.
Maybe
was
I
frozen
that part.
May have, or they may not have shared that too. The time, maybe they didn't get that shared on that line. But if you freeze the cheese, then it takes longer to melt. But yes, cheese is a little hard to put on the in skewers especially.
So it'd be okay to put that type of frozen food on the grill?
I would say cheese fine because it's going to melt, and that's not an issue with the bacterias that we're talking about, like the Listeria or even, E. coli or anything like that. That's not an issue.
Well, I know in my garden, the zucchini and the yellow squash, we picked our first ones last night, my daughter and I, and of course we had put them on the grill. They are so yummy on the grill. We did long slices instead of, you know, just cutting them up in round pieces. And with a little bit of olive oil, they were fabulous.
Oh, they are. And, oh, I'm so envious of you having that with a garden. We don't have a garden this year because we're not living at our home and we're living in an apartment right now while we're trying to find a place to live. So this is great. I'm glad to hear that the zucchini is coming off. And that's a perfect way to fix it. And even a little balsamic vinegar, kind of drizzle that over the top. Oh, you're making me hungry talking about this.
I know. As our garden is maturing, we planted eggplant and some different stuff, broccoli and asparagus. I love asparagus on the grill, too.
That is really good on the grill. It is. And, of course, now we're past the season of asparagus. It's all gone to the cute little, I call it kind of looking like a weed is what it looks like after it goes to seed. I guess that's what you call it.
It kind of looks ferny.
It does. Again, with vegetables, you want the same kind of size whenever you're going to grill them. But you can skewer them. You can buy a grill pan, put that on the top of the grill, and you're really ready to go. Little olive oil, perfect.
Right. How about fruits?
Fruits are wonderful on the grill, and they go so good even on a skewer. Fruits and meats go well together. Grilled peaches and nectarines are really nice. Leave the skin on. Just kind of put them on until they get the grill marks, and then you can put them over into a bowl, cover it, and then they can continue heating and cooking. You can do the same with vegetables, too, actually, to continue cooking them. But, yes, they are so nice with a little bit of marinade. Or you could take those fruits, put them on the grill, grill them. Not very long. They just get the nice grill marks on them. Then you can make salsa out of them, too, which is really good.
Did you mention pineapple?
Pineapple, yes, that's wonderful.
Really good.
Isn't it good on the grill?
Uh-huh.
Oh, one of my favorite meals is to take fresh pineapple and brush it with a little bit of balsamic vinegar and put it on the grill and put hamburgers on the grill and then put that fresh pineapple with a little teriyaki sauce with it on a hamburger.
You are making me hungry.
That is so good. There was a restaurant years back that did that as one of their meals, and unfortunately they don't have that on their menu anymore.
The other thing I like to grill is onions to put on your hamburger.
Oh, yes. And you slice them like a nice red onion.
Kind of thick. Yes. And they caramelize real nice, too.
Yeah. There again, a little olive oil with that so they don't stick on your grill. If you're going to grill vegetables, it's always good to put a little bit of cooking oil first, or olive oil. Cooking oil has a higher temperature read than olive oil because olive oil will burn a little quicker. Peanut oil works really well on the grill.
Okay, well, we're at the end of our segment, Cora. If you have any questions about the topics we talked about today, you can call me at Interim Healthcare and Infusion, 653-5990. Or you can call Cora at, what's your phone number?
Well, we're here in Fairfield County, and our phone number is 740-653-5419. If you're in another county, check that out with your extension office, and they'll be able to answer your questions for us or give us a call. We'll be glad to help you out.
Great, and we'll talk to you next week.